Hey everybody, it's Marcus here, and you are listening to the Good E-Reader Radio Show.
Show me the place where you want your slave to go. Show me the place I've forgotten, I don't know. Show me the place. My head is bending low. Show me the place where you want your slave to go. Show me the place. Help me roll away the stone. Show me the place. I can't move this thing alone. Show me the place where the word became a man. Show me the place where the suffering began. The troubles came, I saved what I could save. A thread of light, a particle away. But there were chains, so I hastened to behave. There were chains, so I loved you like a slave. Show me the place where you want your slave to go. Show me the place I've forgotten, I don't know. Show me the place where my head is bending low. Show me the place where you want your slave to go. The troubles came, I saved what I could save. A thread of light, a particle away. But there were chains, so I hastened to behave. There were chains, so I loved you like a slave.
Hey everybody, my name is Marcus, and you're listening to the Good E-Reader Radio Show. The date is November the 29th, 2011. The song that you just listened to was a little ditty by Leonard Cohen called Show Me the Place, and this was a little tune that just came out a few days ago. Leonard Cohen, very seminal Canadian bloke, as it were, so we're huge fans of him here. I really hope that everybody capitalized on some great Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and weekend deals. Certainly there was more of them to really shake a stick at. You could have gotten the Kobo Touch at buy.com for $69. The Kindle DX on Amazon.com was struck down to $259. There was also a limited edition of Barnes & Noble's Simple Touch Reader that was discounted all the way to $79. And it was a cool limited edition model. We're going to get our hands on it and review it pretty shortly. You know, tablets were struck down. iPad 2 was on sale everywhere. The BlackBerry Playbook, again, was down to $200 at Best Buy, Radio Shack, Future Shop, and various other sites. So whether you live in the U.S. or Canada, there was a lot of deals to be had. Let's talk sales. Amazon had told us today that they saw record sales for their popular e-reader and Kindle Fire. They actually saw four times the amount of sales versus this time last year. I think part of this is attributed to the fact that they have more devices on the market now at lower costs. This time last year, most of their e-readers were like $149, $159, even breaking $200. Kindle DX was close to $500. This year, they had they're capitalizing on the whole tablet trend and introduced the Kindle Fire at $199. They also have, you know, a $79 entry level one. They had the full touchscreen Kindle that just came out. So combined this time last year, I think they only really had like three on the market. At this time this year, they have close to about 11 or 12 with their various special offers, Wi-Fi, 3G, and all their different variants. So it makes sense that they would make more sales because they have all of the spectrums covered as far as fitting into people's budgets and things like that. So it just makes really sense to me. So the success stories were obviously Amazon.com. Other people have told us, such as Target and Best Buy, that they saw record numbers in peddling e-readers and tablets. They sold more in a few days than they had ever sold in a few day, you know, period. Also, our retail partner Shopee Readers saw record sales during the weekend with the Kindle Touch, the Kindle Fire, and the Nook tablet. And so we have a great story on the front page of our blog with all sorts of quotes from various industry insiders. So check that out. As soon as though we're on the topic of e-readers, if you have a Kobo Touch, they actually release new firmware. This is version 1.9.14. What does it have? Well, it gets you a lot of bookmark functionality. You can add notes to your bookmarks from the annotations list. You can sync your notes and bookmarks to the Kobo Cloud. You can quickly preview footnotes and endnotes from a linked text in a book. You can highlights, notes, and everything else are now available in sideloaded content. There's a lot of cool changes. Kobo has been a company that we've really been behind because they update their e-readers usually about once a month. They're releasing new firmware, new updates, enhancing the Kobo Vox as well as the Kobo Touch. So this is good to see, although it doesn't really look like that Kobo is going to be Canadian for very much longer. As you guys probably are aware, about 2 weeks ago, we were on a conference call with the CEO of Kobo, Michael Cervinius, the CEO of Indigo Books, and a Japanese company, and Kobo was sold. And we didn't really cover this in a radio show or anything like that. It was sold to a company named Rakuten. I don't know how I feel about this. Kobo and Goody Reader were both Canadian, and we had great synergy between our companies. There's really no news on how Kobo's management will change, whether Kobo's going to be subservient now. We know that Rakuten bought 100% of Kobo's shares, and it was valued at about $315 million. One of the big winners of this deal was Indigo, and they made $140 million, which was a net profit of 300% from its initial investments in Kobo. Indigo has been a strong supporter of Kobo. As you know, in Canada, Kobo is available in any chapter's locations, and Indigo was feeding Kobo money during all of its investment rounds when it was doing new devices, research and development, hiring more staff, and just expanding. For instance, Kobo's current location is a really big multi-floor office, and in the last year they've moved 3 times just to accommodate more staff and everything like that. We got a chance to visit Kobo headquarters in Toronto when we got a preview of the Vox about 4 or 5 days before it was initially released, and we broke the news on goodereader.com about that. We're interested to see who capitalized on Black Friday, so if you have any type of comments, any type of things that you want to make us aware of, or just to share your cool buys, respond to this post that's going to be on the front page of our blog, again at goodereader.com/blog. If you're listening to this on iTunes, if you're listening to this on BlackBerry Podcasts, or anywhere else, you can visit our blog and comment on that. What's some news that's been happening lately? Well, Australian-based Dymox has partnered with Google Books, and Google Books recently expanded to Australia about a month ago, and now Dymox has officially partnered with them. They're going to be offering about 300,000 digital variants. These are bestsellers as well as free books, and you can get them from a custom-based store that Dymox has built, so you're not going to be going to Google Books officially. You'll be going to Dymox, and you could earn actually awards and everything like that. So it's part of like their reward program. So when you buy books, you get points, and with ebooks now, you'll also be able to get points that you'll be able to redeem for a number of, you know, products and services. What's been happening in an industry right now? Well, it's tablet and e-reader fever, guys. It's getting close to the holiday season, and everybody is playing with tablets, buying them, buying e-readers, and so on. We get plenty of emails here at goodereader.com many, many times a day, you know, hundreds of weekly. Everyone asks us, you know, what's the best e-reader to buy, what's the best tablet to buy. So I'm going to lay down on you all my picks for what you guys should be buying for this year. Now, when people say, what's the best e-reader, it's really, what's the best e-reader for you? Some people like reading newspapers and magazines exclusively. Some people are diehard e-ink fans. Some people just want a tablet to do all their dirty work for them. It really depends. So my recommendations are going to cover a wide spectrum. If you're looking at the 6-inch class of e-ink-based e-readers, I really like the Amazon Kindle Fire Touch, the Amazon Touch, which is the new e-reader that just came out. It's touchscreen, very easy to interact with. The absence of the keyboard makes it very lightweight. You can get it in ad-supported models, Wi-Fi models, 3G models, so depending on your budget and your needs, there's pretty well a device for anybody there. I also really do like the Kobo Touch Special Offers Edition, which is only at Target in the United States and on our retail partner ShopeeReaders.com. It's basically an ad-supported model of the Kobo Touch. So instead of the normal version costing $139, $149, you can actually now pick it up for $99. So I think it really makes a good gift. So if you're looking at maybe buying a gift for somebody, check that out. I think it'd be a really viable item. Another e-reader that many people have slept on, but I was talking about Google Books earlier, and the iRiver Story HD is a really good one. It was, again, only available at Target. It came out for about $149, but it's all the way down to $99 now. It's the only e-reader that taps into the Google Books ecosystem, so you can get about hundreds of thousands of free books, about 200,000 paid bestseller-type books. Google Books is available in the UK, Australia, Canada, and the US. So the iRiver Story is actually a relevant device now that Google Books has expanded to all those markets. It also has some of the best resolution in the business. It's 1024 by about 600, and many other e-readers are like 800 by 600, or even all the way down to like 480. So comics, graphic novels, manga, it all looks really good. So if resolution and picture clarity on e-ink is important to you, check the iRiver Storio HD. As far as the 9.7 clash, the class of e-readers, Kindle DX at $259 is a really good buy if reading technical documents and PDF files are really important to you. Check that out. Pocketbook has actually just released their Pocketbook. I believe they're 913. Let me just 912. Sorry, guys. We just reviewed it for our blog. Many people have been asking us what's the deal with the 912. Well, it's touchscreen, so it's very cool. It has a built-in web browser, so, and it comes with a stylus, so you can do a lot with it. And if having a touchscreen e-reader is important for you to read your newspapers, magazines, technical documents, something that you would use a 9.7-inch screen with, check that out. If you're looking at tablets, probably the three that I recommend is the Kobo Vox, the Kindle Fire, and the Nook tablet. Now, if you live outside of the U.S., we have a lot of listeners and readers that live in Europe, Australia, Canada, India, various markets. Here's the deal with my recommendations. First of all, the Kobo Vox is very open ecosystem. It's a traditional Android experience. You can load in your own books. You can download your apps from GetJar, which is their official app store, but you can also load in. We've loaded in Amazon App Store. We loaded in like a ton of different app stores. So there's really no shortage of apps. The Kobo Vox does suffer from the single core 800 megahertz processor and a 512 MB of RAM. So it's not exactly the speediest tablet in the bunch, but no matter where you really live in the world, you can buy books directly from Kobo. Now, with a Barnes & Noble, they're a very internationally friendly tablet too, with the Nook tablet. Now, here's the story with this. If you want to use it outside the US, what you really have to do is, when you're registering your Nook, that you have to say that you have a US-based address so you can use. If you want to do it the legitimate way, you could rent a PO box. You can do like a mail drop-off service. A lot of people just put in fake addresses for art galleries. The only thing that Barnes & Noble needs is a legitimate email address and your legitimate credit card. So being in Canada, I spoofed my address saying I lived at like 123 Sesame Street. Barnes & Noble never sent anything to my address. They'll only do it via email, and it's usually just confirmation of app purchases, books, magazines, and so on. And I just used my Canadian credit card and I was good to go. With the Kindle Fire for international users, you're really limited. You can't download apps. You can't really download magazines, newspapers. You can buy books, but that's really about it. If you live in the U.S., I think the smart play is between the Kindle Fire and Nook tablet. Both are sporting 1 gigahertz dual-core CPU processors. I think the Nook tablet is a little bit more beefier on the specs. You get a large amount of space, expandable memory. The Kindle Fire does not have expandable memory, but I think the Kindle Fire brings other things to the table, like its Silk web browser. The longer you use it, the faster pages will load because it's all stored in a cloud. So I think the Kindle has more cloud-based support behind it. If you're torn between the two, here's my advice. The Nook tablet is better with families because it has more kids' books, more interactive content. It's good for women because it has more magazines like Vogue, Esquire, all the type of stuff that you would want if you're younger, you know, teen and things like that. Kindle Fire really is just getting into the whole kids' books and magazines, so it's snapped up a large amount of publishers, but it suffers just from a lack of content at this point. So if you want a cheap and cheerful tablet, get the Kindle Fire. If you're a family person, if you live outside the US, I'd recommend the Nook tablet. So Marcus's recommendations for you. People are pretty excited about the Amazon Transformer Prime. This is the sequel to the original Asus Transformer. It's available for pre-order at Best Buy and a lot of locations like that. It actually just got a video review treatment, so you can check out the front page of our blog, or if you're listening to this a few days from now, just check out the first look at the Amazon Transformer Prime reviewed in video, and we have a great 2.5-minute video. We also have about 20 pictures or so showing off all the you know, the gist of the device. We do ebooks of the week every week, and if you're interested in getting free ebooks in EPUB format, which are compatible with almost every single major e-reader, check that out. We do it every Tuesday, and often we do an international book and we do a North American book. A lot of the times we interview famous authors. We just did a pretty cool, unique thing that was only available at Goody Reader. We did a spree cast, and we had on Barnes & Noble best-selling author H.P. Mallory, and she gave pretty well a half-hour question and answer period. She did live ebook signings using the Autography software, in which people could buy books directly from her, or just send the, you know, basically she needed your email address. She would receive the book, autograph it, the book would be sent back to you, and then you would have an autograph of her in a digital format. So this is kind of a new type of service. We did it all live on the air. So you could see people saying, hey, sign my book, here's my email address, and then she would sign it, you know, live in video. So it was basically a four-person video chat between Mercy Pilkington of Goody Reader, a very prominent author. We also had H.P. Mallory, and we had a representative from Autography, and then various other people who checked in via video. So this is something that we're pretty excited about, and it's one of those things that separate GoodyReader.com from everywhere else, that we experiment with these sort of things. We're the only sort of e-reader blog that gives away free books every week. We try these new innovative services that allow people to connect with their favorite authors. We have a lot of authors down the pipe that are interested in doing this, including Charlene Harris, Stephen King, and various others will be joining us in a new year. So stay tuned for that. The closer we get to the holidays, you know, e-reader and tablet news, you know, go into overdrive. Pretty well all the new devices that have hit the market are basically out right now. So if you're starving for announcements on new products, you're probably going to have to wait to CES, which we're going to be on location for. So January 9th to the 13th, the whole Goody Reader crew will be in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we'll be covering all the new tech to be released next year. You know, looking at the holidays, I gave you my recommendation of the best devices to get. I left out some noticeable things, such as the BlackBerry Play Book. Spec-wise, it's amazing. Content-wise, not so good. To wrap up the show today, I want to give you guys a B-Book Club S e-reader. We are orchestrating a Goody Reader giveaway, and you can just type in Goody Reader giveaway on the search part of our blog, and you can enter it. We have like about 48, 49 entries right now, and the contest is going to be drawn December the 1st, so we'll pay for the shipping. We got it actually all packed up and ready to go. All you have to do is comment on the using our like talking discussion based thing that we have at the end of every post, that a lot of people find that they like asking questions, and we actually answer them. And a lot of the times when we do some sort of tutorial based things, we'll have like thousands of people talking back and forth. And you know, when people are googling for problems all over the internet, they arrive at goodyreader.com, because you know, we have the scoops and the skinnies. So we do these giveaways usually once a month or every 2 months. It's usually for e-readers that we get sent to us for review, and we coerce the companies into letting us keep it with the intention of giving it away to one of our readers. So we certainly aren't sitting on a hoard of e-readers here. We're not swimming in a vault full of e-readers like Scrooge McDuck swims in a vault full of gold coins. So we're looking to give it away. So if you want to win one, all you have to do is reply to the post and leave your email address, or make sure your email address is part of your discuss profile. We don't do anything with your email addresses. We don't send you spam. We don't send you anything. Although we do suggest that you sign up for our Goody Reader newsletter. We send it out usually once a week, every Monday, and it's basically all of the news that you might have missed Friday to Monday. A lot of people only check blogs like ours when they're at work, when they're just getting up in the morning, drinking their morning coffee. So we sort of send you all the news you might have missed over the weekend and all the stories that maybe we slept on during the week. But during the weekend, we like to sort of catch up ourselves and maybe do a little bit of commentary, upload some videos. Speaking of videos, the Kobo Kindle Touch, we got our hands on it. Took a while to get here, but we're filming a full review tomorrow. So if you want to get Peter and I's take on it, be sure to check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/goodereader. It's our official YouTube channel. We have close to about 300 videos now. And over the last month, I think we were the top 30 news report website in North America. So thanks for everybody for supporting us, chatting about our videos, and just watching all of our reviews. It seems as though all of our Kindle Fire, Kobo Vox, and Nook Tablet videos have caught the world by storm. Just because we don't just do the traditional reviews, which we do, but we also film ebook loading tutorials. We show you separate videos on how PDFs look, whether they're very complex, like newspapers, scan comic books, anything that you would really use these devices for. We kind of film all these different videos that show you it, so you don't have to watch a 30-minute video and go to, you know, 12:54 in order to see what you want to see. We kind of do these really short, separate videos and a lot of tutorials to help you understand your device and get the most out of it. And a lot of the times people will comment saying, hey, how do videos look on here? Or can you show us how to load our own books in this e-reader? Or can you compare e-reader A and B? So, you know, we listen to you guys and we do it whenever we can. Sometimes with the older devices, we've already given them away in contests, so we just don't actually have them anymore to give you physical reviews. So be sure to check out goodereader.com for all of your latest e-reader, ebook, digital publishing, and everything else. And check out our YouTube channel for all of the latest videos. For goodereader.com, my name is Marcus, and everybody take care.